This is Kite, Underground Writings audio zine. Today we're featuring writings from our site at the Skagit County Community Justice Center. Dear Self by Jay. I'm tired of being hurt, tried, of being beat down. Wish I was smart. Wish I could do and be good things. Don't know why I'm like this. I try to do good, but I always fail. I think I was meant to be a loser at life, meant to be disregarded at the landfill called prison, not to have any good, not to feel love. I give all I got so I make myself feel better. No need to try anymore. Just give up. Be that person that is the one who they say I am. Be that loser at life, that scum of the earth. The disregarded, the waste of air and skin. No need to help. No need to try. F that. Stand up. Be that bigger person. You are better than that. Love, comma, self. Broken by Rocky. After Reginald Dwayne Betts, Red Onion State Prison. A storage facility of broken dreams, rooms of white, five walls suffocating us. Nestled outside of childhood memories, people shuffled here and there, told where to go and what to do. No choices of schedule, no decision of meals, no spirit left unbroken. Once imprisoned, always trapped, to never be truly free again. Lost Boy Rich by Richard, after Alex Dimitrov, out of some other paradise. Lord, forgive me, the devil is in me. I cannot stop sinning, too many losses, ready to indulge in wanderlust winnings, cause and effect, affection for cause, trying to stay from behind closed bars, push start button, I've been stuck on pause. Golden heart, from the start, now it's cold, frigid, with battle scars, back up, two steps back, create up them racks, breaking backs, faking knowing facts, caught couch slouching, tuned in, picking up slack, counter-react. Man, act like I told you. Got nothing for you, ain't sorry for you, taking charge, marching with soldiers, condolences to the fallen over, amen. Someone will pray for you. Border of Paradise by Rocky. After Anna Kaminskaya at the Border of Paradise. It's strange that you're still here, not wanting to leave, knowing I may never come home. Standing by me means losing everything, even if there is hope, nothing will be the same. It's strange. Love knows no end. Even here at the border, love crosses with ease, as if it is all you need. Even here, no one dares stop us. There Have Been So Many Times by Ray, after Anna Kaminskaya's The Moment of Reconciliation. There have been so many times I have written this letter to you. You will never know the pain I have felt without you in my life. You have never known the heartbreak of not being able to talk to you every day. Where did we go wrong? I miss you much, baby sister. This City Is a Map of Pain by Jay, after Anna Kaminskaya's A City Map. This city is a map of pain. On the streets I met you. You tasted sweet and slowed my heart down. I said I loved you even when my family told me to leave. When I was sick, I needed you and you were there. You took all my money, but I still ran to you as fast as I could. I lied, cheated, and stole for you, even though the love you gave was for a few. I sit here because of you. I say I hate you. You still call for me. Now you can't touch me, so I am free. Goodbye to My Addiction from a Psychotic Poet by Nick. After Alex Dimitrov, Out of Some Other Paradise. Goodbye to you, my once lover, once friend. To be honest, up until now, I thought there would be no end. But now sober, filled with hope, I can see the stairway to heaven once again. Understanding now, after a letter from my best friend, where there once was black, there is life in my eyes again. What motivates me now and hopefully to the end is I never have to walk around dead inside. No, not ever again. Reconciliation by Skylar. After Anna Kaminskaya, The Moment of Reconciliation. I would love to figure out how to reconcile my addiction with being sober. Does that make sense? I see so many doors opened up to a sober me, yet 3 months into being clean, and I'm still so trapped by the addict in me. Is it habit? Is it some sort of disease? Will I ever be free? Will the two opposites ever find peace? I don't like change, and I can't have both, not simultaneously. So I can't have my cake and eat it too. That's rough. The struggle is real. A Letter for Hope by Nick. As I sit here in the jail, not waiting to be bailed, I say, thank you to the man upstairs for taking me out of hell. I write letters to your mother, the most beautiful woman I know of. The mistakes I have made, the ones which allowed me to grow. My desire is to raise you, watch you blossom, and watch you grow. I wish this more than anything. My child, I want to know. Brain Spill by Skylar. I get out in 5 days. I'm not sure how I feel about that, but I do know I'm so sick of hearing the sound of these metal doors slamming, and I'm honestly not sure how I've survived all these weeks without my music. I've even managed a manic episode all by myself in this bitch, which is funny. I usually just want to be alone when I'm manic. I'm not sure what's waiting for me on the other side of this moment, but if there's one thing I've learned being in jail these past 3 months, it's just to take it one day at a time, one meal at a time, one rack at a time, whatever works, because eventually either the moment passes or you find something that works. On the real, I may not have liked every second of it, but this time has been good for me. The writings that you heard today on Kite 4 come from our site with the Skagit County Community Justice Center. We just passed our 1-year anniversary for starting that new site. Continuing thanks for all the support by the Skagit County Community Justice Center staff, for our students there. A great site. We're excited about it. Many different things coming up that we'll be telling you about as time moves on. It's been a super year there. Please also check out our August 2019 newsletter for a recent visit by Wendy McNaughton from the New York Times, a great session with her. And again, we're really excited about the site. Hope you enjoyed the writings today. Keep listening.